Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jay McGowan. I'm the Director of Financial Planning here at Five Plan Partners. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about the CARES Act and how and some of the provisions that affect individuals within that act. So as you know, the Senate and the House and the President have recently worked to pass a bill that will give relief to individuals and business owners. And that bill is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act. There's been a lot of information put out recently about some of the provisions that will impact people. And so I just wanted to run through a quick summary of some of those now that the bill has actually been passed into law. So the first is the individual cash payments to Americans. And so an individual is entitled to receive $1,200 cash payment, married couples, $2,400 cash payment, and for every dependent child, another $500 on top of that. Now, those phase out for individual taxpayers. If your income is between $75,000 and $99,000, those phase out. And if you're married, it's between $150,000 and $198,000, those cash payments phase out. So if your income is below $75,000 as an individual, and below $150,000 as a married couple, you're either going to get $1,200 or $2,400, and then another $500 for the dependent children. Another provision of the act is the extended unemployment benefits. And so what this does is that if you lose your job and you file for unemployment, the federal government is going to add $600 a month on top of the benefit that your state provides to you. And so let's say you're entitled to $300 a week from your state for unemployment benefits. The government, the federal government, would add $600 to that to make your total $900. Those boosted payments will last for 4 months. And the bill also adds an additional 13 weeks onto the duration of unemployment benefits. Typically, self-employed individuals, freelancers, contract employees were not eligible to apply for unemployment benefits. This bill extends the benefit to those individuals as well as people who are just employed. You've probably heard also that the federal tax filing and payment deadlines have both been extended to July 15th. There's some provisions in the bill for student loans. So employers can actually provide $5,250 to their employees to pay for student loans. Those payments are not included as income to the employee if those are paid by the employer. All student loan principal and interest payments can be deferred through September 30th without any penalty at this point. And then borrowers who have defaulted on their federal student loans will get a temporary reprieve from having their wages and Social Security benefits and all that garnished by the federal government. This break will last for a minimum of 60 days beginning March 13th. Charitable donations, there's been some changes to this. The federal government is allowing a $300 charitable deduction to be an above-the-line deduction for tax purposes. And also the percentage and excess carryover restrictions on charitable deductions has been eliminated. So there's some exceptions to this, but this could be a big deal if you have significant charitable deductions and you're not able to take all of those deductions in this year because of the AGI limitations, that could affect you. Some big ones that affect a lot of our clients are going to be the changes, the special treatment of retirement accounts. The 10% early withdrawal penalty for taking money out of your qualified retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, things like that, have been waived on distributions up to $100,000 for coronavirus-related distributions. The coronavirus-related distribution is defined as a distribution to an individual who either had the coronavirus, whose spouse or a dependent had the coronavirus, or who experiences adverse financial consequences as a result of being quarantined, furloughed, laid off, having work hours reduced, being unable to work due to lack of childcare because of COVID-19, closing or reducing hours of a business owned or operated by the individual due to COVID-19, or other factors as determined by the Treasury Secretary. So basically, they leave this pretty wide open. If you were affected by the coronavirus and you need to take a withdrawal out of your retirement accounts, there's no penalty for that if you can justify it, which most of us, I think, will be able to. You can also pay back, or that distribution that you take out within 3 years. will not be considered as a distribution, so you won't have to pay tax on that. If you do pay, end up taking the money out and not rolling it back in, so you need the money, you're not able to repay it back into the IRA or 401k, then you have 3 years to pay the tax on that distribution. Retirement plans can take loans from your 401ks in a lot of situations. They have increased the limit on this. I believe it was $50,000, but they've increased it up to $100,000 or 100% of your vested balance, the lesser amount of that you can take as a loan from your 401k plan. And they're deferring the repayment of these loans up to a year. So you don't have to start paying that back for up to a year. One other big piece is that the required minimum distributions that all of you are familiar with that you have to take out of your retirement accounts at a certain point in your life, they have waived those requirements for 2020. So nobody has to take a required minimum distribution in 2020, which could be a very big, significant tax savings to you if in the past you've had to take required minimum distributions just to take them because of the law, but you didn't necessarily need them. So if you don't need that money in 2020, you don't have to take those funds out and you won't be taxed on them. That is a summary of most of the significant provisions that affect individuals. It's an 800-page bill. There's a lot of different topics that affect businesses, both small and large, individuals, healthcare, things like that. But I wanted to give a brief overview of the large provisions that I think really most affect our clients and most individuals out there. So just like always, if you have any questions about this, it's a lot of information. Please don't hesitate to call us. We can answer. We can get into the specifics of your particular situation and dive into the details. Thank you very much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. Please stay safe out there. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody who's dealing with COVID-19, and we look forward to getting back to normal very soon. Thank you very much, and have a great day.